It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with David Pollack. You're listening to Just Ask David. And David, in a moment, we're going to be joined by the wonderful Judy Moore. She's the Chief Operating Officer of BioForce USA. We're going to be talking about hair color. Now, I am obsessed with hair to the point where my husband will make fun of me and say, if you draw a pie chart of what Lisa's thinking about at any given time, there's like a little slice about, you know, just health and fitness and other things and the kid and the dog and me. And then the rest of it's all hair. I'm just completely obsessed with hair. Yeah, he always teases me for that. That lovely laugh in the background is Judy Moore. She's, like I mentioned, Chief Operating Office. Oh, Jody, I called you Judy. See, hair, it takes up too much of my brain. BioForce USA, exclusive distributor for Herbatint hair color. She has proudly advocated for this B Corp certified brand for the past 15 years. She is an expert in hair color, providing guidance to hundreds of women in search of the perfect hair color for them. Jody's work has led to Herbatint becoming one of the most highly respected and best-selling hair color brands in the natural industry. Hello, Jody.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show. I am equally obsessed with hair and hair color as well as you. So I think our pie charts would probably look fairly similar.
Okay. I've known Lisa for years.
Oh, go ahead, David.
I've known Lisa for years, and I had no idea you were that obsessed with hair. That is so funny to me.
Really? Well, I'm also obsessed with skincare, so it's tough. But no, I'm really obsessed. I just love hair and hairstyles and hair color. And the funny thing, Jody, is I don't color my hair. I have it highlighted maybe every few years, but I'm lucky. I have like kind of a brownish auburny color, and I haven't had to color it yet, but I'm sure I will at some point. And sometimes I just want to experiment and say maybe I should go lighter or darker, but I'm kind of afraid. So what do you say to people like me who either they're happy with their hair color or they've only had it done in a salon, anything like that, where there's some anxiety in doing it yourself?
You know, the biggest thing about being or doing your hair at home is really following directions and really understanding the product that you're using. So one of the biggest difference between natural alternatives, which Herbatint would fall into, is the fact that there's no lift in the product. So in a normal salon setting or even a mass market brand, you can go from brown to blonde in a box color at home. With the natural colors, there's so little amount of chemical, usually about less than 1%, there's no lift. So you're really going to have to stay within one or two shades of your natural color. So that can take a lot of the anxiety out of doing it because you're not going to go too drastic one way or the other. But some people assume that it will work the same way a salon color will, and they'll try to go from brown to blonde, and they don't have the best results. So really understanding what you're using, what you're looking for, and really following directions. Always doing a strand test to make sure you like it on the very end before you put it everywhere, because it's permanent, right? It's very difficult to take that back without
I've got
more chemical and more process.
I've got a question. This certainly isn't for me. It's for a friend. But if they have gray hair and they're in their early 50s, will it cover the gray hair?
So Herbatint does, and even the other natural brands as well. So Herbatint was really designed for covering gray hair and not just transitioning from brown to blonde. So their expertise over the past 45 years has really been perfecting gray coverage and using the least amount of chemical to get the most amount of results. And so that's really the purpose of Herbatint, is really to cover gray hair.
Oh, my friend's going to be so excited.
And it can be, tricky and it can be complicated because it's very scary to think about, really chemically altering your hair color. But that's what it's designed for.
Okay, so my friend, the first time I ever did it, I was scared to pick the right color. I'm worried how long will it take, so I only had a salon do it, and I do have gray. My father's hair in high school turned pure white in high school, And oh, so in his entire head and stayed that way forever. Not that he ever colored it. I'm just saying. So when I get gray hair, it's not one or two. I've got a ton. And it bothers me. I don't know why. Well, I'm vain, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? So I want to color it. And I still like to think I look 25, even though I'm not anywhere close. But anyway, so you know, I've learned what works for me and how to do it quickly. But let me ask you, so here's Lisa in the health industry, me in the skincare industry, leading the way to safe beauty. And I know I'm breaking all the rules and I'm being a hypocrite when I use hair color. So you've got a solution for me that's more natural, safer for me to use, correct?
Correct. So Herbatint actually uses 8 organic, certified organic herbal extracts that help to enhance color and protect the scalp. And really, the concept that you're talking about of, you know, breaking every rule because we sort of live and die by this natural motto, it's really about balance, right? It's finding the balance between it being effective and it working, but it also being safe, because it will do no one, even if you think about, you know, dish soap, right? You know, you want it to work. It needs to work. So there will have to be some level of chemical in hair color. So what consumers like yourself and other people really need to do is really find that safest product. Herbatint is the only brand in the world that has been dermatologically tested for sensitive skin, or safe for sensitive skin. So even people who have color allergies, which are the big no-nos in color that people try to avoid, those are the chemicals that you have to have in order for hair color to work, right? So even with those elements in the product, it's still safe for people, even if they have sensitive skin. So Herbatint really becomes that marriage of those two concepts of it being safe, but also effective. Because if it doesn't work, you're going to go someplace else, because very much to your point, you know, it does bother you that you have gray hairs, and it may be that you're vain, but it's also your persona and how you handle yourself. And so you have a certain image that you want to have. And that's what hair color allows people to do. It allows them to give that persona off, but it allows them to do it in a safer format.
Okay. So when I pick the color I use, it works quickly. I won't even say what I use. It works quickly and it lasts me a certain length of time. How long will this Herbatint last? Is it just like the other commercial stuff I use?
So Herbatint actually does a couple things differently. So it'll actually last longer. We always get this question from consumers, like, oh, how long does it last? It's going to last, right? So the good thing about Herbatint is you can mix what you need in the box. So unlike putting it in the squirt bottle and squirting it everywhere, you actually just measure it out in tablespoons and apply it with a brush, which means you only have to do your regrowth at the top. So it allows you to get better coverage. It limits how much the color comes into contact with your scalp, which also is another safety factor, because that's where all the chemicals will be absorbed. So the color lasts for a very long time. It very rarely washes out. And the conditioner that they supply with you in the box, it also actually closes the hair cuticle. So normally when you color hair, you have to have chemicals to open the hair cuticle, deposit color. And then that's how it changes the color of the hair. No one really has figured out how to close that hair cuticle without more chemical. But Herbatint actually uses a very, very low pH in the conditioner that's provided in the box, and that forces the cuticle closed, which means none of the color ever leaches out.
I was just going to say, lowering the pH will close it. So they're spot on with that. And I know we're getting cues that we're running out of time. We're going to go over time for a minute because I'm so excited about this topic. So most importantly is how to get it, because I got to let my friend know where to go get it today. I know you can
go
to the
friend,
website.
Air quotes.
My friend David. Herbatintusa.com. But okay, so I can go to their website and probably order it from there. Is it on Amazon?
Yep.
Okay, so I can go to Amazon.
It's available on Amazon. It's available in Whole Foods.
That was my next question. Okay.
Natural grocers. Yep, it's actually in Wegmans grocery store in upstate New York as well.
Cool.
So, but mostly natural stores is where you can find it. But definitely Amazon as well.
We applaud you for what you're doing, because this is a game changer for the hair coloring industry and for those of us that have been living the hypocritical life. So my friend, myself, is going to change quickly and try it. So thank you for sharing all this with us. Very, very, very exciting. Thank you, Jody Moore, for joining us. And again, the website is herbatintusa.com. We're going to put it up a link on the website also. Lisa and I want to thank you for joining us and helping bring this to market. So this is awesome. I want to thank everybody for listening today. I invite you to subscribe to us on iTunes. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.